feeling well, if you would just turn around and give somebody a handshake and just tell them it's nice to see them.
Thank you. coming. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to feel the Spirit of God in church tonight? Amen. You may be seated as we go to prayer this evening. Just as we bow our heads and just close our eyes, come before Almighty God. We just bring the needs that are represented right across our gathering tonight. We think of those needs that were mentioned in church this morning, those who are struggling with health issues. We just bring them all and we lay them at the feet of Jesus. And for those even in this room tonight, in this auditorium, we just pray that God will touch you with his mighty healing power. Those who are struggling tonight, those who are grieving tonight, maybe you have health issues, maybe it's spiritual, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's depression, but you know God can lift you up, raise you up again. God can save you, heal you and deliver you, and we're going to trust him tonight. And you know, we just pray for this very special weekend of services. As a church, we come to celebrate 70 years in this part of the community. Church of God, 70 years in Ballymoney. We're also honoring Pastor Taylor tonight for his 60 years of ministry right here in the heart of Ballymoney. And you know, as we do that together tonight, I know that there's a program arranged where we're going to trust and believe God to anoint everyone who speaks, everyone who sings tonight. And we just leave it all with God and trust God to move by his Spirit mightily in our midst this evening as we celebrate and as we rejoice together as God's people. It's an honor to invite Pastor Taylor just to lead us in an opening prayer this evening. Praise God.
Let's pray. Father, already we feel thy presence, are conscious that you are with us, that this will be a special night of thanksgiving and praise. And Lord, you know those that have needs here tonight. They have come with their needs. Father, even thy presence, let it touch them and heal them and encourage them. We thank you for 70 years of blessing. Lord, we're glad you were in it. You did the guidance. You gave the vision. And Lord, it's better on before. We commit all who'll take part. Give them a double anointing of thy Spirit. That's it. Those that need healing, grant your healing touch. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
See you. offering is collected.
Oh,
Not beautiful. I'm forever grateful for the cross. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's about the cross and the cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as has already been said, this is a very special evening indeed. An evening for honoring Pastor Taylor's 60 years in ministry right here in this town, celebrating 70 years of Ballymoney Church of God. But it's also an evening for thanking God for his mighty anointing and his incredible blessing right down throughout those years. I believe that God is worthy of our praise tonight. Are you with me, church? God is worthy of our praise tonight. And you know, I believe that it's right and proper that we rejoice and that we celebrate these great milestones together as a congregation. I've been part of Ballymoney Church of God for well over 30 years. I know I don't look that old, but believe me, it's been well over 30 years. And I've also been Pastor and Mrs. Taylor's son-in-law for most of those years as well. I've personally encountered firsthand not only what this very special couple have achieved for God, but church, what they've done behind the scenes to help bring God's vision for this church to pass. Together they toiled both day and night. There were times there in the Newell Road home where I was to spend most evenings with Yvonne and her family. Church where I saw with my own eyes their love for God's people, their commitment, their dedication, their passion, and their excitement for the work of the Lord. And yes, I'll be honest tonight, through those years, people did let them down. From time to time, people did disappoint them. And yes, on some occasions, they were deeply hurt. But despite it all, these two people never gave up on the call of God on their lives. Always holding the vision, keeping a godly focus together with a faithful, faithful congregation. Everything they did. Mrs. Taylor, as a wee city girl, 19 years of age, and Pastor Taylor, a vibrant young preacher in his 20s, everything they did it unto the Lord. Through blood, sweat, and tears, they met every challenge over those 60 years with grace and determination, because that's what these two people are made of, grace and determination. You see, when we talk about Pastor Taylor and all that this man has achieved, we have to mention Mrs. Taylor, because she was and still is very much the love of his life. He always said from this pulpit down through the years, "I could never have done it without my Flora." They were a great team, a sanctified, God-anointed team. While he preached, taught, counseled, and built, she sang, played here on the piano, helped in the girls' brigade, collected kids to bring them to church in her car. She led the choir, headed up the catering team. Church, she even knit dishcloths for the building fund. Whatever Eddie needed her to do for the church, she did it well. And she did it beautifully. As the saying goes, behind every great man is a great woman. Church, what we enjoy here tonight is the fruit of this man's labor. What we see before us tonight is a man who has lived his life well. Yes, of course, he's had massive challenges, especially over this past few years. But he's never wavered in his faith. God brought to him men and women who came alongside him to dig deep spiritual wells. Wells that you'll often hear my wife, Pastor Yvonne, say that we're still drinking from today. Men and women of God who worked shoulder to shoulder with him in those early days with the same commitment and the same passion that he had. You see, folks, that early church congregation were of the same mind. They were of the same spirit. And you know, that's why God anointed them. That's the secret. Unity. That's why God anointed them. And that's why even today, this church is in such blessing. This evening, we celebrate Pastor Taylor's 60 years of ministry in Ballymoney. Saints of God will bear witness with me tonight as together we honor a man of truth, a man of integrity, a man of the word, a man of great vision, and a man passionate about the gospel of Jesus Christ. As my pastor, I honor you. As my father-in-law, and as my wee mother-in-law, I love you both dearly. Ballymoney Church of God, for over 70 years, this church has always lifted high the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And church, that's why people have been drawn to this house for over 7 decades. Because this is a house of vision. This is a house of prayer. This is a house of healing. This is a house filled with the very presence of Almighty God. I count it an honor and a privilege to be part of and pastor such a church as this. Ballymoney Church of God, you are a beacon on a hill that has shone with the light of Christ for 70 years. And we will continue to do so until the Lord returns. This is our time and our night to rejoice. And thank God for Pastor and Mrs. Taylor and for all that they have achieved. And to rejoice and thank God for the generations of people God has planted in this part of his vineyard. I think it right and proper that as a congregation, we stand to our feet right now and give God a praise offering for all he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he hath done. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a God we serve. What a God we serve tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Indeed, we can say, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. Please be seated. I maybe should have mentioned you might need to keep the tissues handy tonight. I think it's going to be one of those emotional kind of evenings, but that's good. God gave us that emotion, to be emotional and to get filled up at the goodness of what God has done. It brings me to tears many times. I'm now going to invite a little boy to come forward. And his name is Isaac Allen. He's 11 months old. He's actually fifth generation Church of God on both sides of his family. Timothy, his dad, whose great-grandmother, Wee Jeannie Hamill, was one of the foundational members. There's also Sarah Adams, Ashley's great-grandmother, also a foundational member. Isaac is going to present a basket of flowers. So if you'd like to come up right up to Mrs. Taylor, if you'd like to come up, come right on up right now, Mrs. Taylor, right onto the platform. And this little man, fifth generation, is going to hopefully not throw them at you, present them to you, this beautiful basket of flowers. Hey, Isaac? Ah, he's a great lad. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Isaac. Do you know, on behalf of my wee mother-in-law, can I just say thank you so much for the support the whole family receive, not only on an annual basis or a weekly basis, but on a daily basis. It's your prayers and it's your love that continue to strengthen us day by day and hour by hour. Amen. Bless the Lord. I've got three letters I would like to share with you tonight. The first letter is from Alderman Maura Hickey. She's the mayor of the Causeway Coast and Glens Borough Council. She says, "Dear pastors and congregation, I'm delighted to hear that this year the church you minister in is celebrating 70 years of faithful ministry. I'd like to acknowledge Pastor Taylor, who's been a stalwart of the church for 60 years, having pastored five generations of families. His ministry will have a lasting influence on many, and it is fitting that he is part of this milestone. I would like to extend my best wishes to the pastor's board and congregation and hope that the anniversary celebrations are successful and a true blessing to all those who are involved. Yours sincerely, Alderman Maura Hickey, Mayor." I also have a letter here from Mervyn Story, MLA. "Dear Pastor Taylor and congregation of Ballymoney Church of God, what an encouragement it is to see the fulfillment in our local community of the promise of Job 8, verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. To witness the transforming power of the grace of God through the preaching of the gospel is a blessing beyond measure," he says. "This has been the case as a result of the commencement of the witness of Ballymoney Church of God in 1946. For 70 years, the congregation has proved the sweetness of God's promise. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isaiah 55, verse 11. To Pastor Taylor, as he celebrates 60 years in the service of the Master, we say thanks for a life lived for Christ. As was said of Barnabas, so can be said of you. He was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Acts 11, 24. As both pastor and congregation remembers the goodness of God, I add my thanks and appreciation for what God has wrought both in and through your labors. Yours in Christ, Mervyn Story, Assembly Member for North Antrim. I then have a final letter here from Mr. Ayn Paisley, MP. "Dear Pastor Taylor, congratulations on 60 years of ministry. My father celebrated over 60 years as minister in the Ravenhill Road, Belfast. And I know as a family how important it is to be able to celebrate these occasions. My father would have been delighted to hear of your 60 years in service to the Lord, and also the 70th anniversary of the Church of God. It is a wonderful achievement, and one that has to be built on. There is no other job as important but the one of bringing souls to Christ. Once again, congratulations, and I hope both you and your church continue this great service. God bless. Yours sincerely, Ian Paisley. I'm going to invite forward the children's choir who are going to sing for us tonight. We have quite a packed program to get through this evening. So as the children's choir come forward tonight, find their places on the platform, we're going to sing together, shall we? Chorus, we're marching in the light of God. It's in the key of G, please, for the musicians. Perhaps we could all stand together as we sing. Just rest a little while on our feet as the children come forward and get set up. We are born.
Yeah.
It's a joy to have with us tonight Pastor Alan Stevens, the senior minister of Glenmachan Church of God. So I'm going to invite him forward just to speak for a few moments, representing the Council of Ministers of the Church of God.
Amen. It's a great privilege to be part of this program tonight and to honor God's servants. And you know, when you honor God's servants, you honor God. I want to begin by bringing greetings to Brother and Sister Taylor from Sister Lily Connolly, the wife of the late Pastor James Connolly. She was at church this morning. That is actually the first she's been out in nearly a year. And I was speaking to her, and she said, I had to be here today because it was 60 years ago, the last Sunday night in November, that Pastor Connolly and I moved down to Belfast to take up the reins there, and Brother Taylor and Sister Taylor took up the reins here in Ballymoney. So she asked me to send you her greetings, her and her love, and she's sorry she couldn't be here, as she indeed is not in the best of health at the moment. Excuse me. You'll have to forgive me. I'm in the beginning of man flu. It's very serious. Amen. Do you know, I was thinking, what could I say tonight? You know, ministry is a calling. In the short time I've been in ministry, and I've seen many individuals who think they can minister, but they see a pastor in a pulpit, and they see everybody loving him, and they see everything's great, and they're totally delusional. It's getting nothing like that. And, you know, the Word of God teaches us that if you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. And many of God's servants go through many trials, and I know Pastor and Sister Taylor went through many trials. And as they've went through them, they have been steadfast. They have kept the faith. They have fought the good fight. You know, when we read that, it's not about physical fighting. It's about what I would call an external and an internal battle. And the external battle, although it's difficult, we can take it on. As Jonathan said, you work with people. You give them everything you can. You near enough lay down your life for them, and you offend them, and they're away. And you can't take that personally. You just carry on with God's work. Those battles, they're difficult. They're hurtful, but you carry on. But you know, the biggest battle we have is an internal battle. And it's because we are humble servants of God, and I know Brother and Sister Taylor are humble servants. And it's that internal battle that you're always struggling and saying, Lord, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? And when God gives you a vision which maybe sometimes you alone have that vision, it is quite difficult struggling with yourself. Paul the Apostle, in that beautiful epistle to the Roman church in Romans 7, he talked about that internal battle when he said, the things that I would do, I do not. The things that I would not do, these things I do. It's a war that worketh in me. And there is that battle. But we know tonight, through his faithfulness, that Brother and Sister Taylor have fought this fight and have fought it well. I said at the start that if you smite the shepherd, the sheep scatter. And part of success, I don't think is the right word, but part of the blessing of the ministry a Brother and Sister Taylor, I'm looking down at tonight. Because when the shepherd is smitten, God's people get round them. They bless them. They encourage them. And they help them in their ministry. And I know that although tonight we're here to specifically honor Pastor and Sister Taylor, we're here also to honor God's people who have got behind God's servants. You know, you can have a call from God, but if the church don't come with you, then you're nowhere. And I know tonight that it's appropriate that we honor you here tonight, church. You indeed have been a city on a hill in Ballymoney. You have helped so many families who have been struggling. You've helped so many families who have been in darkness. You've brought them into the light of the gospel. And you've done this under the leadership of Pastor and Sister Taylor. You know, when I took over in Glenmachan, I took over overnight. It was like a mountain fell on my shoulder, let alone a rock. But you know something? I knew I could do it because obviously it was called of God, but I knew that a phone call away was this man. And at times when I fought with myself, I was able to ring him up and he put me back on my feet. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. That struggle, that senior voice that I had to listen to, and the wisdom which he gave me and helped me and encouraged me, really has me where I am today. As I finish, I will tell you about a story. Spurgeon founded a college, as you know, and many young men would have been taught in this college. And when they were out in the field, let's put it that way, for a year in ministry, they had to come back. And Spurgeon did an interview with them. And he was interviewing two young men one day, and one of them said about, "Oh, it was fantastic. Absolutely nothing wrong, never any trouble." And this other young man, he was sitting there really depressed looking, and Spurgeon said, "Well, what about you?" And he says, "Well, it's been a struggle, it's been a fight. I've been fighting with the locals who didn't want me to open the church. I've been wrestling with an elders board. I've been wrestling with people who've left the church." And Spurgeon looked at the other young man and he said, "You know what's the difference between you and him?" And he said, "No, sir, I don't." And he said, "He's annoying Satan, you're not. And you know, brother, you've annoyed Satan all your life. And you're going to continue." You know, they said of the psalmist David, and I'll finish, I know time is limited. Said of the psalmist David, he served his generation well. And this is another thing I admire Pastor Taylor for. He knew that he had come to a stage where he was going to hand over the baton. And to do that, to let go of something that God has called you to do, is really difficult. But he was God's servant, and he knew that that was the right time that he handed over to the baton to Jonathan and Yvonne. Many men have built a church and destroyed a church because they would not hand over the baton. But sir, you have served your generation well, Sister Taylor also, and may the Lord's blessing continually be upon you. Amen.
Thank you. Search for peace among the shadows.